We continue our learning. We're in Shkol and Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Shloshasar shofaros. There were 13 collection boxes. We'll discuss later in the Perek what they were used for. There were shkolim that were placed in the various boxes for various karbanos, and we'll see that a little bit later. Once we mentioned 13, we mentioned that there were shloshasar shulchanos. There were 13 shulchanos that will be discussed in the fourth Mishnah. 13 tables and what they were used for in Mikdash. Shloshasar hishtachavayos hayu b'mikdash. And there were 13 prostrations. Also, when a person walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you'd make a circuit of the whole area. You'd go towards your right and eventually exit at a gate that was to the left of where you entered. So during that time of that whole circuit, a person would do hishtachava, would prostrate oneself, and as it says here, 13 times. And shel beis Rabban Gamliel vil shel beis Rabbi Chananya b'skana kohanim hayu mishtachavin 14. They would bow down 14 times. So ask the Mishnah, the Heichan Haisa Yisera. So we'll discuss the 13 later. But what was the extra one? Where do they bow down different than everybody else? An additional prostration. Keneged Dir Ha'etzim. Next to the chamber of wood. That's where they would collect the wood for the various karbanos. The Bartanur points out it was in the northeastern corner of the Ezras Nashim. The Ezras Nashim had four chambers, the Lishkas Ha'etzim, as we mentioned, the Lishkas HaMetzoraim, Lishkas for the Metzoras who would gather there, who need to be the Beis HaMikdash, Lishkas HaNazirim, Lishkas which was for the Nazirim who would come, and Lishkas HaShmanim, which is where all of the oils were stored. That's where the story of Hanukkah is specifically referring to. That's where they were looking for the oil, and they found one with the Chosam, the Kohen Gadol. So those four chambers were in the Ezras Nashim, which is the earlier part, the outer part of the Azara, and one of those areas was his Dir HaEitzim, and that's where these families, Rabbi Gamliel's family and Rabbi Chananya's Kanakonim's family, they would bow there a 14th time. Shekein Masores Biyadam Me'avo Sehem Shesham Haron Nignaz. Why would they bow there as well? Because they had a Masorah from their families, from their forefathers, their ancestors, that's where the Aron was buried. And therefore, of course, they wanted to bow there. And that was, the Aron was Nignaz during Korban Bayis Rishon. Yerushalmi says, and the Bavli Numa Nun Beis as well, asks, so who hid away the Aron? So the Gemara says, Yoshua HaMelech. When he saw, based on the Psukim in the Tochacha in Kisavo, that says, Yolech Hashem Oscha Ves Malkacha Asher Tokim Alecha El Goy Asher Lo Yadata. So we see that there's going to be a time, we're going to be punished, and Hashem is going to send the Jewish people and their king out to a nation that you don't know. He was very nervous what would happen to the Aron. So what did he do? He got up and he put it in Geniza, hid it away. As we see in Devar Hayom in Beis, Perek Lamed Hey, it says, Vayomer Lalevi'im Hamivinim L'Kol Yisrael HaKadoshim L'Hashem Tenu Es Aron HaKodesh B'Bayis Asher Bana Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael. Ein Lahem Masa B'Kasef. So here the Pasuk says that he tells them, take the Aron, place it in the house that Shlomo built. So obviously the house that Shlomo built, we know it was, the Aron was already in the Beis HaMikdash. Must be that that should not be taken literally. Must refer to another house that Shlomo built, which was the area underneath some passageways underneath the Beis HaMikdash, and that is where it was hidden. And at that time, other things were hidden as well. The Tzintzenes Haman and the Shemen Hamishcha and Aaron's staff, which all were next to the Aaron, those were hidden as well. So those who did not bow at this place either hold that the Aaron was taken to Bavel Nebuchadnezzar, or maybe it was hidden in the regular place right underneath the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's what it means. It was hidden in its place under the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So we're already bowing in that area. You don't need an extra bowing at all. Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, and it continues. Maisa of this idea. Maisa v'kohen echa, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Maisa v'kohen echa chaya misasek. So there's a Kohen who was busy. When he was busy, so it doesn't say he was doing an avoda, because he was not doing an avoda. He cannot do an avoda. As the Yushami explains, he was a Baal Mum. So the Malach of the Baalei Mumim, they were misasek, they were busy with preparing the wood for the Ma'aracha, for the Mizbeach, and to check, make sure there were no worms there. Any piece of wood that had worms was disqualified to be placed on the Mizbeach. So this person was in the Dir Haetz and was in this chamber, as the Mishnah relates, v'ra'ah haritz pashi mishuna mechaveroseh. So he saw that the floor looked a little bit different than the other, meaning in one specific area, so that the stone on the floor was a little bit higher than the rest. So maybe it was once removed, and then in this case, maybe to hide the aron, and then it was replaced. And others say, no, it was a little bit different. The color was different, maybe as a sign of its Kedusha. And the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Nundalit says that what happened was the Kohen that had his hatchet that he was using to test the wood to see if there were worms, and it slipped out of his hand. And as he went to pick it up from the floor, this is what he noticed. Bav Amar Lachavero. So he came and he told his friend. His friend was also doing the same. He was also a Baal Mum, and he wanted to show him where this was. And the Mishnah says, Lo hispik ligmoras hadavar acheyatas anishmaso. So he couldn't even finish the matter until his soul departed, literally. So, and then he died. Hashem didn't want, according to some of the Farshim, Hashem didn't want the exact location of the Aron to be revealed. And the Kohen may have died because, according to some, because he should not, it's not a secret that should be revealed at all. V'yadu b'yichud shesham ha'aron ignas. And they knew after this story, it must be that that's where the Aron was. The Gemara in Yuma Lamedal says that this story must have taken place during, as the Mishnayos normally speak about the Beis HaMikdash, but in this case, it was also in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, which implies that when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, must have left the ground, the pavement intact. When we speak about that Yushalayim was plowed, and as we have Shavasar B'Tamas, as we see in the fourth parak of Tainis, that must be after destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, because obviously the floor was in place from the first Beis HaMikdash.